Back with my guest tonight in the Basement Record Library, Paul Myers, author of A Wizard, A True Star, Todd Rundgren in the studio. Tell me about the Meatloaf session. Certainly,
well,
that's
I'll give you the short version.
Todd's rent for a long time.
Well,
now.
Yeah. Well, the long version of the story is in the book, so I'll give you guys a teaser and say that. Long story short, as you might know this, Meatloaf and Jim Steinman write this sort of operatic rock record. Can't get signed for love nor money, which sounds like a title of a Jim Steinman song. And they go to every major label, including Clive Davis, and everybody turns them down. And then eventually they contract Todd Rundgren, who just for some reason finds the whole thing really amusing and says, I'll bankroll the whole thing. Let's just do it. Let's just do it and get it recorded. So a strange thing happens. You know, the karma that Todd lent the project gets it made. Eventually it comes out through a small subsidiary of Sony Records, which was called Columbia at the time. And it becomes one of the biggest selling albums of all time. Todd makes a gravy train in profits out of it because he had fronted it, and puts it all into a video studio in the 80s, at a time when maybe it was like opening a restaurant. You know, maybe he should have done it. But he, you know, cheerfully lost most of his winnings from the Meatloaf record just in gear. But that's the story of Todd Rundgren.
Oh, yeah. just can't go on like before, but can we still be friends? We had something to learn. Now it's time for the wheel to turn. Grains of sand, one by
Can We Still Be Friends? That's from the Hermit of Mink Hollow, Todd himself.
Well, you know, earlier we played a rock track from Todd where he played all the instruments. This is another example of the softer, what I call the Laura Nyro side of him, because he was very influenced by piano balladeers such as Laura Nyro. Some say he was influenced by Carole King. He claims not as much as everyone says he was, but how could you not be? And he did that album all on his own, literally all on his own, because he was between relationships at the time and he was just holed up in a studio. So he called it Hermit of Mink Hollow, Mink Hollow being where the studio was. And it was that was one of the albums that made me want to know more about Todd Rundgren, because he was such a genius on that record.
Show tonight, we're an American band. We're an American band.
Grand Funk Railroad. We're an American band produced by Todd Rundgren. That was really a commercial breakthrough for Grand Funk.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. They, of course, they'd been a progressive, long format underground FM band that had 8-minute tracks. And then all of a sudden, FM radio was changing, and they were freaked out. And they were like, we got to get a hit single, So their co-manager at the time was Lynn Goldsmith, the photographer who also does all sorts of things. And she knew Todd. And she said, Todd, give these guys a hit single. So they sat down, and the band wrote the song, and then they just churned this thing out. And it was actually getting up the charts before they'd finished the whole album. So they were making the We're an American Band album knowing that the single We're an American Band was already in the top 10.
Two, yippee.
And it was pretty good for them, and it changed their career. And the next three albums they had were like huge.
Author Paul Myers, his book Wizard, A True Star, Todd Rundgren in the studio. This is Joel Selvin. We'll be back with more Todd.